Hey, it's Corey. Welcome to Mix96Sack.com. We have Back to the 80s coming up this Friday in Roseville, Expose, ABC, Kajagoogoo, Modern English performing live, and my guest Tony Lewis from The Outfield is going to be there. Tony, so excited to meet you on Friday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you too.
Let me start here because I just had to share this with you at the beginning. I'm 35 years old, so relatively young when it comes to The Outfield's music. I actually discovered your love with the dance remix by Morgan Page in 2013.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I would imagine that there are certain people of a certain generation that did not hear that song until that dance remix. And I was reading somewhere that you guys actually re-recorded the vocals for it. What led to that, and did you think it was a great idea at the time?
Well, John, the main songwriter, my best mate, he passed away 4 years ago to cancer.
Mm. I'm sorry, man.
We always used to run things by each other. You know, what do you think we should do? You know, do you want to do this on a dance song? I said, well, it can't do any harm. Just, you know, advertise it the song. We didn't know. I mean, I know that the song has been on game consoles as well. And
oh, wow, that's
also
cool.
Also in baseball pitches and football grounds. And so it's, you know, for a song that took 20 minutes to write, I'm still blown away how much attention it gets.
Only 20 minutes to write, huh?
Yeah, because I was in John's flat, you know, you call it apartment.
Right.
And I was in his corridor sitting on his amp, and he shouted down the corridor, Joe's, write this down. Joe's is on a vacation far away, and he was just chugging on the guitar, doing like the Cars type of a rhythm. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, come around, talk it over. So many things I want to say. You know, like my girl's a little bit older. I don't want to use your love tonight. I just want to use your love tonight. And so that sounds like a good little pop song. And, yeah, I've still got the original lyric sheet written out in biro pen.
That's a collector's item.
Got it. And, yeah, and it was, literally 20 minutes. And then we to know it was going to be, a big song.
You mentioned that the song is really big in sporting venues, specifically baseball. As I look at the history of the trio that would become The Outfield, you guys went through a couple of baseball-themed names. Why baseball?
Before we were The Outfield, we were called The Baseball Boys because John wrote down on a cassette tape, I don't know what to call us. What the name came from a street gang from the Warriors. There was a street gang from the film Warriors called Baseball Boys, and he quite liked, you know, street gang sort of films, you know, and the idea of, not just violence, but he liked the name, you know, the Baseball Boys, and it was written on a cassette. And when we eventually got a record deal, the record company said you can't use a name like the Baseball Boys because it's a national sport in America. How about The Outfield? Because there's three people in the outfield part of the baseball pitch, and there's three people in the outfield part of a cricket pitch, but we find cricket very boring.
At least you're honest about it. If The Outfield were actually the outfield for a baseball team, what position does Tony Lewis play?
The easiest place to catch the ball, I suppose.
Tony Lewis, right fielder from The Outfield. I like it. The Outfield came and went and, you know, kind of went through its cycle. Now you are back with a new solo album, Out of the Darkness. What drove you to create a new album, and then what inspired the sound of this album?
Well, after John's passing, I mean, I didn't even want to listen to music or let alone pick up a guitar for the first year. And the second year sort of went on, and me and my wife went out for something to eat, and she said, it was 1 January a couple of years ago, she said, why don't you just do what you do best? You know, you love making music. Just, you know, start recording again, start singing, get yourself out there. And so I did some backing tracks, but I was struggling with the words, struggling with the lyrics. The first song I wrote was, I'm going out tonight, I'm looking for a fight. And she said, well, I don't think many people would want to hear that.
Puts a negative spin on the night, that's for sure.
That's right. And she said, do you want me to give you a hand? I said, oh, please, yeah. And then she was, you know, she's great at writing a story. So we used some of the lyrics, and it seemed to sort of work with the backing tracks I had, and I created melodies for the verses, arranged it out in the bridge melodies, and it all seemed to sort of fit. And I produced the album myself and did the drums and guitars, bass, keyboards, and arranged it myself. And you know, that's where, I mean, Out of the Darkness is basically, I was saying to anyone who knows me, you know, I'm not just a bass player and singer from The Outfield. I've got more strings to my bow, and it's just to let people know that I can produce and play guitar and drums, and I'm very into drums as well. And I just wanted to do it as a project. And it's been fun doing it. It's the most easiest recording process I've ever experienced.
Especially when you play everything. I mean, you can only get mad at yourself, right?
That's right. Yeah, I just keep telling myself, you know, play it in time. Come on, play it in time.
Yeah. Tony, that drum fill was terrible. Do it again. Okay, Tony. Yeah.
And put that line in tune. No, don't sing it again. Just put it in tune. That's fine. That'll do.
What is Tony solo like? What can we expect at Back to the 80s on Friday night?
You can expect, I'm doing outfield songs, obviously, because I get to play my favourite outfield song, which is Your Love. Doing all the hits from not all the hits, but you know, some of the hits from the outfield, and you can expect Into the Light. It's got the spirit of the outfield, but it's got my own spin on it. And the tour's been going very, very well. It's getting very, very well received. The first night in Atlanta in Chastain Park, it was a bit strange for me. Not looking over to the right hand side of the stage and not seeing John there. Mm. I've shared a stage with him for the best part of 40 years. That was a bit bittersweet for me, but I've been really enjoying it, and the crowd reaction's been fantastic, and the fan base is just that they've been with us since the word dot, you know, since 84, 85, and they've always been there for us, and the support is just fantastic, you know. It's great being out and seeing them again, and hopefully making new fans as well.
Where can people find you and follow your adventures?
TonyLewisMusic.com. is my website, and you can get buy the CD from the website as well. I have all the information on there, the management details, and anything you want to know should be on there.
Well, I for one am glad you're back on the road, Tony, and I'm very excited to see you Friday night at Back to the 80s in Roseville.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, looking forward to it.